What?
Nate Voss.
Donovan Beery.
Drew's getting his headphones in. You already sound better. You sound like a million bucks.
I might be recording this. I don't know what's happening. Yes, the timer is going.
All right.
Oh God.
So hey. Nate, you're a little bit later than usual.
Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm Nate Voss.
And I am Donovan Beery, and we have with us design superstar Drew Davies, registered trademark of Andrew Davies.
Working on that design superstar now since the last time he was on the show, which I don't really remember when that was. Now an official national member of the AIGA board, you know, growing up. You know, we knew him when he was just a kid. Now he goes to conferences again that he used to go to, but now he's in a leadership role.
I don't think Drew had ever been to a national AIGA conference before. Had you, Drew?
That's true. I hadn't been before. This is my first time a couple of weeks back at Pivot.
Let's talk about Pivot, dudes. Donovan, you were there. You did things for people.
Yes. Yes, I ended up being there. I recapped it. We recorded some stuff. You know, people who downloaded that probably figured out that I was in Phoenix and it was warm.
Three shows sounded like you were having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was all fun and games until I was about a block and a half away from a guy in a wheelchair getting shot by police officers.
I feel like that's kind of a downer.
Yeah, we didn't kind of mention that on the show, and I didn't really blog about that part of it. But if you do a Google search for, like, Phoenix wheelchair shooting cop, you'll find it all over the internet.
Can I just go ahead and say, and back me up if you believe me, I feel like you could stop that search at Phoenix wheelchair shooting.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel
so.
Like you don't need any additional criteria after that.
I mean, it ends up that if you point a gun at police officers, they do not take kindly to that from what I read in the newspaper.
Cops don't care if you're in a wheelchair, if you're pulling guns. Lesson learned for our audience, which I don't know how many of them are in wheelchairs. And if that is the case, I just recommend that you follow the same rules as the rest of us when it comes to pulling weapons onto armed officers of the law. So, lesson learned for tonight. Sorry about, let's see, we're only 45 minutes behind schedule, which I think puts me in league with Steve Gordon for delaying recordings of this show.
He is at ridiculous time, as we call it now.
Yeah. And sorry, I also have to eat because it's like almost 9 o'clock here. I have not eaten, and I skipped lunch. So literally, I'm in a restaurant with ad club people. There's an ad club thing. I went to pick up my wife. I got roped in. We went for a beer. Suddenly, I'm getting texts. Oh, shit. It's already 8. And, that didn't work. My solution of downloading Skype nearly worked until I remember that I'm the one that actually has to record the show tonight. So,
yeah, we're on someone else's computer here at the what headquarters are we at here?
This is the Oxide Design Co. North offices.
There you go. And so we're on borrowed machinery.
So we didn't even get a chance to talk about. We didn't set this show up. We've only got one topic. What else is going on in the world besides what we're going to talk about?
Well, we do have the
Steve Jobs died. I think. Did we talk about Steve Jobs dying?
No.
Wait, what?
I don't know if you know this. I live in Kansas City now, and Steve Jobs is dead.
He's what?
Yeah.
Why didn't they tell us up here?
Wow. Far.
He's got a different news source than we get here in Omaha.
Yeah. Are you talking about the tax accountant or the guy that ran Apple?
Oh, the guy that ran Apple.
Oh, man. Okay, I knew that.
The tax accountant. I don't. I was going to make a joke. Guy. I was going to make a joke, and then I didn't want to go there. I had a really harsh joke, but I don't know the guy, so that seems inappropriate.
Can't even imagine what that joke would have been.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah. I think we're off to a rip-roaring start. So, hey, graphic design, right?
Right. Hey, just let me know when you start recording, Nate.
Okay, anytime. We're going to get going as soon as this sound check is over here. I'm really looking forward to this show, by the way. I don't know if you guys know, but Google Chrome, not that bad of a browser, right? Am I right?
That's all I use.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I have to download that? Because Safari's just on my machine.
Right. It is complicated. You have to go to the internet on Safari and then download Chrome from Safari and then leave Safari, open Chrome.
Is it worth doing this? What is Chrome going to offer me that Safari does not?
Just a way better user experience.
Yeah, it's going to offer you superiority.
It'll blow your mind. You have no idea.
Can I get that on my iPhone?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Once again, guys, I just want to say, I think we're killing it.
Sounds like your dog is kind of killing it.
Can you hear? Is he running around back?
I think that's Nate eating, not actually the dog making
it. It might be me eating.
Somewhere in there, it sounded kind of like your dog humping your leg.
Oh, no, that's just the sound that I make as I'm swallowing. It sounds an awful lot like dogs humping legs.
All right, on other news, congratulations, Debbie Millman, as Design Matters won a People's Choice Design Award. Obviously, they did not hear this episode, or we might have gotten that.
Clearly.
From the Hewitt National Design Museum. Have you ever been there, Drew?
No, I have not. I keep trying to get out there.
Me and Tom Nemitz were walking by. It went down there. It was smaller. It was a nice museum, but a little smaller than I thought. Uh-huh.
Can I ask, do you know much more about that? Can I ask, hey, Cooper Hewitt, Debbie's not the only show in town. Just putting that out there.
And obviously, this here? Is on
like,
par.
What was the category? I feel like we can run, you know.
This is a category. They give out some great national design awards. Like
I'm on this show tonight. We're slaying it.
They give out, like, Design Mind went to Stephen Heller. And then...
Well, that's just a gimme. That's like you're not even trying.
And then they just have an open, like, thing where people can just nominate anything that's design-related. And then people just vote. She won People's Choice.
You got to start a grassroots campaign.
All of my grassroots campaigns fail.
Well, maybe you're not trying hard enough.
I'm not grassrootsy enough.
Have you considered using the Twitter? Because I believe that's how Debbie Millman got the word out about
I believe her. Debbie got the word out on the Twitter frequently about that. You know what else has been happening on Twitter? I've been arguing with my friend Drew about a poster contest.
Oh, man, that's a brilliant segue, Nate.
Holy shit, that's so good. We're going to take a break on that because we've already been rolling for like 8 minutes here. And then we are going to come back and we are going to talk about that.
Okay.
I think this sounds pretty good to me. Hang on a second, dudes.
You finish swallowing before you start recording again. This is gold.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay, let's see what happens.
Dude, that
was the best break ever. We're recording again. Hey, welcome back. I hope you guys had a good break to our listeners there. Once again, we are just knocking this show out of the park tonight.
36point.com for comments, feedback.
I'm really thrilled with what we've been our discussion so far. Super great. Okay, so. So, Drew, let's set this. In fact, should we get an impartial Donovan as an impartial gentleman?
Okay, sure.
In the conversation that has preceded this show, would you like to set the stage for the audience for like what's going down here?
All right, and I don't know all details because
give us the version that is going to sound like. Nastiest. Give us the mean version.
I've been a little busy lately, so I haven't been following the Twitters and the Facebook and the campaignings and whatnot as closely as I should or would like to.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly out there, the advertising agency that is running Obama's campaign, or one of them, has decided that it would be a good idea to open up a competition – to allow people to design posters of a speculative manner.
Now it's debatable.
And design them
that
for
is
a campaign.
The debate.
No, that is actually a factual statement.
And design them for the campaign. And if your poster is chosen, I assume to be as good as the one Shepard Fairey did 4 years ago, they will give you, award you with cash of upwards of $2,500.
No.
But they will print your poster.
They will print your poster. And you will get a signed copy of it, signed by Barack Obama himself.
Which you can put on eBay for $2,500. So they are giving you $2,500.
With any luck, that's true.
I'm not ready to concede that point.
What, that a signed poster by Barack Obama would not sell on eBay for $2,500? Is that the point you don't want to concede?
True. But I'm willing to do that research. I got a couple windows open here. So, yeah. Basically... Oh, God. I should have gotten something to drink, too. I'm just eating Triscuits. It's a bad call.
You can pause this recording. We'll be right back.
No, we're going. We're rolling. It's fine.
We're going? Okay.
If I choke out over here, you guys just keep going without me, all right?
It's one of the windows you have open, Triscuits.com.
No, but they are cracked pepper and olive oil Triscuits.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And I'd like to add a dab more olive oil to them. Mm-hmm. I think it just makes them wonderful. So let's see how deep we can get in the show without actually jaws, they go down.
Yeah.
Really, it's really about coating and lubricating your Triscuit to get a proper Triscuit experience. Sometimes I like to put some like Parmesan on it. What are those little what are the little pickles? Like cornichons, is that what they're called? Drew, do you know what I'm talking about? You seem like a fancy pickle guy.
Are you talking about capers?
I think they're bigger than capers.
Mm-hmm. Are capers a pickle? I don't think capers are a pickle.
They're more like pickled peas, if you will.
Okay. Yeah. They're bigger than that. They're about the size of like
a baby. Is that what a caper is? It's just a pickled pea?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's
good. Nate's going to look that up for us.
I got some windows open.
Triscuit.com.
Capers. Great. Well, I might go home and ferment some peas and make me some capers.
Yep.
The caper bush is... What are capers? I don't know. This is not panning out. Once we
let's
start
talk about Nate back on task. What is this that you want to discuss about this speculative nature of a poster put out by what is considered a large campaign with a what will probably be a $1 billion budget?
Right. Okay. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about that some more. Hey, welcome back to the Reflex Blue Show. If you're just joining us, we are dropping a bomb on it here. Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm totally focused. You guys have my complete attention now. Okay, yeah. So I think that there's a situation around this contest. People talking about it.
That is the reason I know about this, because when people start asking for companies start asking now for spec work from designers, there seems to be a lot of designers that are vocal on Twitter and Facebook, and it doesn't necessarily pay off for the company, and it becomes well known that this is not how design should be done. I think that took people off track a bit, but that is how it caught my attention. I wouldn't have even known this competition existed,
right,
except for there is a negative aspect to it.
Well. But I don't – and here's the thing, and I genuinely believe this. I'm not trying to just, like, make an argument just to make one. I genuinely believe this is pretty much harmless, that this isn't actually spec work. Now, I think it's real close. I think at best it's walking that line because of some decisions that they've made. I think that you are walking the line if you are putting a creative brief and calling it a creative brief on your art contest website. I think that they are calling for I think that calling for designs rather than calling for art puts you on that line. I think that ultimately the goal here is, well, ultimately this seems to me like somebody's misguided attempt to reignite the Shepherd Fairey flame. Let's get a grassroots poster movement going, because wasn't that great when that actually happened organically a couple years ago? But ultimately, to me, this differs from the classical definition, if there is such a thing as a classical definition of a generally new phenomenon. This differs from spec work in that the end result is not project work. The end result is not a paycheck. You know, the end result is a prize with little to no actual monetary value.
So spec work is okay if there's no money at the end?
What I'm saying, Donovan, is that this isn't spec work. It's not necessarily spec work to ask someone to design work without monetary compensation. I don't think that that in and of itself denotes spec work. I think spec work is...
You're right that spec work, asking people for free work, isn't spec. Asking a collection of people all to submit free work, especially where the recipient owns all of the intellectual property and only one piece is actually selected to be shown to the world or awarded a prize or whatever that is,
okay,
is speculative.
Let's say three, but I think the point still stands. They are like, I don't think that like breaks anything that you just said, that they're choosing three posters.
There's three out of 10,000 instead of one. The point remains the same. It's still asking for work on a speculative basis. You submit your work, and if you happen to be the winner, then your work is published and or you win a prize.
So then that is the
definition of speculative work.
Well, but then how is speculative work different? And this is what we were talking about the other day on Twitter. How is that different from, you know, I'm 14 years old and I enter an art contest and I win a prize?
Primarily because we're talking about professionals here as opposed to 14-year-olds.
Right. You're also talking the difference between art and design. In the art world, definitions of spec are different, and the debate would be completely different when it comes to art as compared to design.
Well, Donovan, show me a part of our industry where that line between art and design is blurrier than within the realm of the poster. Find me any aspect of our industry where that line is almost as impossible to see as it is.
But in this case, you're giving the poster. Aren't there certain criteria that have to be on the poster, including subject matter?
Well, see, and again, that's where to me this is they made a few decisions here in how they kind of frame this up, where you know, again, from my point of view, it's treading that line, and that's unfortunate.
Nate, these posters are about clearly communicating a specific message, which puts them well into the territory of design, not art. I would say also the other difference between your 14-year-old art competition and Obama's campaign asking for spec work is that Obama's campaign is a billion dollar endeavor with a B that stands to benefit from all of these posters. They're being promoted by the posters they're asking for, wherein your middle school art competition doesn't have that kind of self-rewarding aspect.
Well, not necessarily. And that kind of a situation would definitely be more about, you know, inspiring young artists or, you know, giving them a leg up on a situation, which you hear a lot in the realm of spec work in terms of, oh, you'd get some great exposure from that, right?
Typically how designers are tricked into doing it.
Yeah, but I'm not sold. Because again, I think that there's a reflexive nature in designers today to attack anything I'm not saying that this is 100% in the clear here. I'm saying that it's walking a line. I think there's a reflective nature in designers right now to completely attack, you know, almost as, you know, some sort of phalanx of attacking designers with shields and spears all charging forward as one, anything that remotely resembles spec work, when the actual danger that lies in spec work is for, you know, jobs where there is at the end of the day meaningful compensation, meaningful work, you know, something that somebody would actually want to do as a business goal, as opposed to, you know, something like this as a more personal goal. And that's problematic. And I'm not saying that that doesn't exist, and I'm not saying that that is not a really shitty way for people to treat graphic design, you know, getting it confused with an art contest, you know, is problematic.
How has the campaign reacted to the negative feedback they've gotten? Have they done anything to change or to go forward with this plan?
I haven't seen any reaction out of the campaign at all. There may have some.
Honestly, if they're smart, they won't say a thing, because at the end of the day, this is kind of a vocal minority here, and if they're trying to get a message out, in a positive manner, if they're trying to bring people together to spread, you know, a positive message here, which seems to be the ultimate goal, then, you know, saying, hey, we fucked up, we've done a horrible, this terrible thing that, you know, designers everywhere abhor, our bad, that's actually going to play, that admission from an organization this large and this public would probably give this entire situation much more like heat in the media than it's ever going to get from, you know, from us having this show or from Rick Griffey sending a letter. If they're smart, they probably won't say a thing.
Nate, you should be clear. The opposition to this measure isn't a small vocal minority. When AIGA sends out a response to a matter, we're talking about a voice speaking on behalf of 22,000 professional graphic designers. And that's just one part of what's going on. Graphic Arts Guild is sending letters to the campaign as well. Other major graphic design organizations. It's not a small vocal minority. It's a large percentage of the designers that care about the future of our profession. So you can't write that off as being just a few people bitching about it on Twitter. This is a significant movement of people that care about how much value is put in our profession as a whole. And this case is particularly egregious because it's the president of the United States of America saying to the world, the business community, the general public, the whatnot, hey, what professional graphic designers do has so little value, I'm going to ask 10,000 of them to submit stuff for me, basically to promote the campaign, and I'm going to throw away 9,997 of those entries into a land where no one's ever seen them, but I get to own the intellectual property, and then I'm going to publish 3 of them to promote how awesome I am.
I feel like, I don't mean this with disdain, but so much of what you just said has been inferred into this situation.
There's nothing inferred about it.
It's entirely inferred. There's absolutely nothing in here that is at face value, which I'm sure you're going to nail me on in a heartbeat here. But there's nothing in this statement that is blatantly disrespectful. That disrespect is being felt by designers, many designers, but the designers are the ones creating that feeling of disrespect.
No,
there's absolutely nothing here.
That's total bullshit, Nate. There's no
blatantly treating people like
the ass is the disrespect. Tell me who else the Barack Obama campaign, what other group of professionals that they've asked to submit a collection of free work on a speculative basis so that one of their pieces of work can get selected.
Have you ever worked for a campaign? Do you know how much effort campaigns put into getting stuff for free? You have to have had that experience.
They don't ask 10,000 professionals to donate something for free only to use three of them.
Where on earth are you getting that number from?
Nowhere. Whatever it is. It doesn't matter if it's 100. You can't say that my argument's nil because only 1,000 people submit posters because the other 9,000 are smart enough not to. Whether 4 people submit work and only 3 are selected, my point's still valid. It's the message that's being sent here about the fact that what designers do does not carry the kind of value that all the other professionals that an organization such as the Barack Obama for President 2012 campaign would pay good money to provide services to the campaign.
I think that we don't have enough information to actually back that up. I'd be super interested in that.
Doesn't matter how many people
you don't know that they're not. Right? Yeah, like let's not compare ourselves to other industries because we don't have that information. You don't know that they're not asking PR companies to compete for their business and not paying them. Now
you're right. Your point isn't valid.
That wouldn't be right
for them to do that with PR professionals either. But I can't speak for PR professionals. You're exactly right. But it wouldn't be okay for them to do that with them either. Right. So just because we don't know that they don't do it with PR professionals doesn't negate the argument either way.
So a couple years ago, we did posters for Get Out the Vote.
Yep.
For the government. Right. And that was kind of a let's pull all these creative chapters together, work as teams, submit posters. And if I'm right in that case, all the posters that were submitted in the original round, the like non-public round that we did the legs poster for, those were all printed, I think, right?
You are correct. Okay. And that was a pro bono job where we volunteered and we knew what we were doing would be used. So it wasn't done on spec because and I believe we actually still own the copyright to that. I don't think AIG took the copyright.
Both of those things define it clearly as outside of the word traditional spec work.
Now, everyone else that submitted later, and AIG does this every 4 years, I don't think they print them anymore. I think you can only submit.
Those were all, I think, available for download.
Right. Like, they put them in an online gallery, so every submission is available for download.
And they still do that. So the difference there being that these are completely free. Your name is attached to everyone. They use every one of them. Unless I'm assuming there might be something where every now they might have to be like put a kibosh on something here and there. Right.
I think only really for objectionable content.
Right. If it follows the rules, they will publish it. You own the copyright. So it's not really it's a pro bono job, it's not a spec job.
Right.
Okay.
And there are some pieces that clearly delineate that from any number of spec jobs, including what the Barack Obama campaign is doing.
So this open call. Now, sorry, I'm jumping ahead on my own points here. But see, now that, to me, gets me into this other gray water situation. Let's for the moment, put aside asking many people to submit work and be judged. The Get Out the Vote poster things, those are about there's an important message that we want to spread. We're inviting you to help us spread that message. Make a poster, don't make a poster, that's on you. That was that situation. This situation, again, holding aside whether or not they all get printed or if only 3 of them get printed, this situation is very similar in that individual respect.
Only similar in that they're asking you to do it for free. Right. Every other aspect of it is where it crosses over into the spec work competition that you're talking about.
Yeah, Donovan, that's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that they've got a message to spread, and they're asking for help in spreading that message. Now, that's, to my mind's eye, identical across both of these campaigns. That detail, Donovan. And so that puts me in this place where I look at this situation and I think, well, if you have a message that you think is important and you want to get that message out there, ultimately, like, what's going to be more important to you? Like, getting the message out there and involving as many people as possible? Or, I don't know. See, for me, it's like, if you get a shitload of artists together and everyone comes together, you know, which I think is the ideal if you're putting this situation together, a whole bunch of artists come together, you get a lot of different interpretations of a single idea, you see creativity come to the forefront, and oh my God, aren't we incredible, and we'll have all these messages out there and everyone will come together about this, and that begins at the creation. Whereas in a situation where you are hiring a designer or three designers, that movement begins much later in the process. That movement begins once posters are out there. And if we're honest with ourselves, the effect of a poster on the general public is probably pretty limited. I think most people that are going to encounter posters in their day-to-day lives are going to be people that are living a – thank. Sorry, my dog is very stirred up about this as well. There are people that live what I want to call the poster lifestyle, where you're going to encounter more posters. I don't necessarily live that lifestyle, so I know that the non-poster lifestyle exists. But I feel like I can see where they're coming from in trying to start that movement earlier in the process. Do I think that they've gone about it in the best way possible? Not necessarily. If you're pissing off 22,000 designers, clearly there's you know, other avenues to take. But ultimately, do I think that hiring one or two or three designers, which again gets back to the irony of this situation, the fact that you're asking people to do work for free to promote jobs, which is hilarious and totally effed up. I think that the value in getting that movement. Holy God! It's just, yes, everything's fine. It's just posters. It's just posters, buddy. Oh my God!
I don't think Leo agrees with the spec work either.
Yeah, no,
he finds the irony laughable as well.
Well, the irony is the part of this that I actually enjoy the most. But ultimately, here's where I'm at. I'm gonna sum it up for you because I don't think either any of us is gonna change anyone else's mind. I think that the irony is delicious. I think that that I can understand where they're coming from in trying to start the movement around this idea
as early in the process as possible. I always understand where businesses come from when they think spec work's a good idea. I think they're misinformed, but I always understand where when they're not informed, where that's like, that sounds like a great idea.
Why would they want 10,000 submissions they could pick three from? That sounds like a pretty good deal, especially if they don't even have to pay for the three.
Then you can keep all the rights. Why would a business not think that was a good idea?
Well, I'll tell you what. How good of a deal are they really getting out of this? You get three posters. You pick three posters. You print some posters. Maybe they get put up. Maybe they don't. Maybe people see them. Maybe they don't. I don't feel like we need to overestimate the impact here.
But the point about how good a deal they get isn't really the point. The point here with all spec is about whether or not we're sending a message collectively about the value that graphic design professionals and design thinker professionals in general bring to the table, or whether or not those things don't have any value. Do we want people to keep believing that all we do is decorate the surface of items, or do we want people to think that design thinking has the ability to bring real, live, tangible business value to the table? The main problem with this situation isn't the irony. The main problem is it's the president of the United States of America saying to the world, this practice is perfectly acceptable. Look, I'm doing it for my own self-serving campaign. Hooray for me. Go out and ask for spec work from designers yourself because it's perfectly okay to do this.
How is this a self-serving campaign if it's about getting other people jobs?
This whole thing is put on by the Barack Obama presidential campaign. Look at the bottom of the page.
It's Obama for America.
This is all self-serving. And I am one of the last few staunch supporters of Barack Obama as president. So this isn't coming from a political viewpoint for me. It actually doubly pains me that this is happening. But this is a it's really a thinly veiled 2012 campaign push, but that part doesn't even matter. Even if it was to promote jobs, all the same, the message is still, hello, America, I'm the president of the United States, and I'm telling you that asking designers to donate work speculatively to attempt to win one of three slots that actually gets produced is perfectly okay. So go on out there and do it.
How many people do you think are actually listening to that message? Which number one, is nowhere in this site. That kind of messaging is nowhere here.
They're not going to write on the site, hey, America, it's okay to ask for spec work. The fact that they're doing it, I bet you there are people out there right now thinking, oh, I guess it is okay for us to ask for spec work.
I don't think that's... No one is out there thinking this.
People are already thinking that.
My entire point of view on this is that this is designers making a mountain out of a molehill.
I'm very sorry to say that.
This is Rick Raffaele struggling for relevance. Here's a hot button issue. I better write a letter.
Nate, that's not even remotely true. You can throw out all those red herrings you want. But the reality is this is about advocating for the value that designers bring to the table. If you just want to keep decorating stuff and be a commercial artist the rest of your life and have people continue to throw away your ideas and speculatively donate your work to whatever, that's fine. But the rest of us are actually working to further the profession.
Well, speak for yourself here, the rest of us.
Part of that is about putting a seat for design at the table. And you can't even remotely suggest that somehow this is a push for relevancy by Rick Raffaele or anyone else involved in AIGA. This is a push for exactly the ideals that AIGA, 22,000 members strong, espouses in the world. This comes from the members, not from Rick Raffaele, not from the national board. This is a push for members about what AIGA should be about and how it should represent us as professional designers. So you're not only way off track in an argument, but you're just making up stuff to be inflammatory.
Well, I don't feel that's not my point of view at all. I mean, I'm not, again, I don't really have a dog in this fight because I don't feel like it's spec work. Again, my entire point of view is that this is designers making mountains out of a molehill. I think there are valid and harmful spec work situations that people have to deal with all the time. Drew, credit where credit's due. You're the guy that taught me how to deal with people asking for spec work.
Well, he obviously didn't teach you what spec work was because you have your definition wrong.
Right. And I feel like this is just so on the line, but I really feel like this is just a tremendous overreaction to a largely innocent situation. All this rhetoric about Barack Obama and his campaign saying, I don't respect designers and it's okay for you not to respect designers. No one is saying that except for designers.
No,
is emanating from you.
No, that
you are the one that feels that.
Nate, you suggesting that they have to come out and say, I don't respect design, so you shouldn't respect design, is ridiculous. It's like suggesting that if people that club baby seals to death don't say out loud, it's okay to club baby seals to death, that somehow the message about that being okay isn't conveyed by them just clubbing baby seals. It doesn't have to be stated overtly. The reality is the president of the United States asks for work done on a speculative basis, which is exactly what this is. So businesses have one more example to look at and say, oh, it is okay for us to go to designers and ask for this.
Well, so counterpoint one, which we don't have to spend any time on at all, is my point of reference for the respect is how well put together this site is and the fact that they're using font face and whatever. Look at this site and tell me Eric Downs didn't design it, even though I know he didn't.
A well-designed site is okay. All of this okay?
A well-designed site shows me sensitivity to design.
Well,
but again, we don't have to.
No.
We gotta wrap this.
We're not wrapping up shit. We're not done at all with this, man. If you want to go home, you can. But Look,
you're already on to other crazy red herrings. The design of the site asking for spec work is a determining factor in whether or not it qualifies as spec work. That's a bit dubious.
Let's not bend words. The design of the site being quality was not reflective of whether or not it's spec work. It's just whether or not I feel that the people that put this together have a sensitivity to design. And I believe that in some way, shape, or form, they do. What I really wanted to ask, which I think is the larger topic here, I'm not obviously going to convince either of you or probably anyone listening to this show that doesn't already agree with me that this isn't near as harmful as people are saying. And I don't think that anyone's at this point necessarily going to convince me of the opposite. But where... So here's the main question for you, Drew. Here's the million-dollar question. Where does that education need to take place? Do we educate every business in America not to do this? Or do we educate every designer in America not to take part? Because if there were no designers submitting, there would be no spec work.
That's right. We're educating from both fronts is the answer to that question. And what you call the vocal minority is in reality an attempt to just shed a little bit of sunshine on this aspect, both for designers in terms of explaining to them how it might be better for the future of them and their profession if they don't participate, and just as importantly, explaining to the business community that this is not the appropriate way to get this work. Because A, what we do is bring value to the table, and B, there's probably several ways that are a better route to get effective graphic design for whatever it is you're choosing to do.
I see, but oh God, and I know that we're just talking in circles, but again, I don't think the goal here is getting effective graphic design. I feel like the goal here is building a community around this message.
That would be true, Nate, but you're back to that point that I never addressed before. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with sort of grassroots and putting a whole community of designers together and whatnot. But if you're going to do that, first off, you can't say to them 10,000, 1,000, five of you are going to submit stuff and whoever isn't selected, we're going to dustbin your work. Second, you can't say to them, when you submit stuff, we own the intellectual property immediately. And thirdly, it really starts to get into that beyond gray area when it ends up being to essentially promote the product of a billion-dollar enterprise. So, yes, grassroots, I think collecting designers and moving in a grassroots direction and collecting all of that, all of the creativity thoughts together can be really valuable. I'm not even remotely denying that point. But if that's what they were shooting for, they missed on every other mark except for the involve a lot of people.
Yeah, that's kind of... Yeah, I think at this point that I can say that we can agree to disagree on the degrees that they missed that mark by, but I cannot sit here and say that they haven't pissed off about everyone in this
position. Everybody but Nate Boston.
Right. So the vocal minority.
No, I'm just the only one who's not pissed off that has a show to talk about this kind of thing, but I feel so much that you remember in like 1991, there were people then that were concerned about the environment, but none of them were able to put together a cogent argument. They were all just really bitchy, whiny, kind of insufferable people about like, you should close the fridge door. You should make your decision before you open it. You know, quit running the water so long. You're killing Mother Nature, and no one... Like, everyone kind of ignored them because they are just huge dicks about it. And then Al Gore comes along, you know, a decade later with An Inconvenient Truth, makes a really well put together argument for you know, saving the environment and you know, taking care of our planet. And people are like, oh, yeah, that's probably a really good idea. Look at all of this actual thought and evidence and I feel like we're still closer to the bitchy environmentalist than we are to the inconvenient truth cogent argument.
So what you're saying is you believe this is spec work. You think it's wrong, but you just disagree with the tone of
Nate,
the Twitter post.
Nate
I disagree
seen,
with the tone separately. I
Nate has
I'm
not
sorry.
Seen
I feel like this is
PowerPoint presented to him
right, as a feature-length film.
As a feature-length film.
Nate, have you read the letter from Rick Griffey?
Yeah,
Paint?
let's pull
because
this up.
There's nothing whiny or sort of bitchy about it. It's actually presented in an extremely professional manner, a la Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. So,
it just needs a nice PowerPoint behind it.
Right. I don't know if more visuals would have helped.
Cancel the artwork's poster contest that trivializes the value of design by failing to compensate for it.
You reading it in a bitchy tone isn't going to turn it bitchy.
No. My problem with that is that there are more ways, and we talked about this the other day, and we don't. And again, clearly we need to be winding down the show, but I just feel like money is not the only way to compensate for work.
It's not. It's not an issue of money. There's not even.
It's right there. It's in the second sentence of the letter.
The idea is that you're not compensating the majority of people that are actually producing work. It's not that you're not compensating
you're
anybody.
You're reading it. It doesn't say anything about who's being compensated whatsoever.
Compensation doesn't always come in the form of money. That's your interpretation of that word.
Well, because that's about business versus this, you know, versus art, which again for me is that stupid, silly line that they just took half a step to the wrong side of. If this was just an art contest, if they didn't call it a creative brief, if they weren't, you know, I'd enter
asking
anything.
For poster designs, nuancey stuff like that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If, in fact, you have listened to this show and had your mind changed on anything, maybe that thought being whether or not Nate Voss is a crazy person or not. Yeah, let us know at 36point.com or, you know, find us elsewhere. We're places and things. And, you know, if you want to, go to my.barackobama.com. Submit your design today to, you know, help spread the word that Americans need jobs. You know,
for other resources on the matter, you can also go to AIGA.org, yeah. antispec.com, and no-spec.com. to read up a little bit on the definition of spec work and what it means to our industry.
There we go. And on another note,
Donovan, plug something. Yeah.
What?
Plug something.
Quick.
Drop
use a URL.
Dude.
HowInteractiveConference.com.
Yes.
Dude.
That is next week. We will not actually be there, but we are sending our ace reporter, Ben Luters, to report back from the How Interactive Conference. I'm trying to get people to call him Benny Ludes, but he's not really buying it.
I don't think it's up to him.
Yeah.
I think if people start calling you Chauncey, you know, your name becomes Chauncey.
So the thing's sold out, but they're going to have it a yearly thing. It's for print designers. You know, we talked to David Sherwin Williams about it a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's an old joke. His name is actually just David Sherwin.
Yeah.
If you have not been listening since How, just putting that out there.
Yeah. So either way, Ben Luters will be there reporting from us. And actually, he probably runs the microphone better than we do. So the sound quality will probably go way up.
That's likely.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but we're kicking ass on this show today.
He may or may not be eating while he records.
Thanks for listening to the 36.
I want to thank you guys for having me on tonight too. I appreciate the chance to chat about this subject.
Thank you, Drew.
Nate, you haven't seen it, but
me and Drew have just been drawing up Barack Obama posters here that we're going to submit as soon as we hang up. So we really thank you for, you know, informing us of this spec work that we wouldn't have entered otherwise.
Yeah.
Did you hide 9 penises in it?
Why only 9?
I don't know, because that was Stop how many. There. It's an old joke. It's all right. I feel like we should probably put some exit music on this and call it a night. So, again, yeah, Drew, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, guys.
To talk more about this, I think this was definitely a better place to chat it out than Twitter. And, you know, for all your graphic design needs, come to 36point.com. Okay, see you later, you guys. I'll find a button here to make this stop.